Those of you who are listening in, and I really hope a whole lot of people are listening in. We have a little music for you tonight. We have a lot of records, some of them by people you know, and all of them by people I hope you know. The first one is by Burl Ives. We might as well get on to a little music, just to start things off right. Burl Ives has always been one of my favorite people. He's a folk singer. And he sort of sings things the people like. His theme song has been for a long time, "I'm a Poor Wayfaring Stranger." Suppose we hear a little bit of it. It's not the kind of song you hear all the time. Maybe you haven't heard it. It's sort of a cross between a spiritual and a folk song and a, well, just the kind of songs people sing when they're out on the road watching the sun with not very much to do and not very much on their minds. They're sort of sitting back and relaxing, taking everything easy. Just a poor wayfaring stranger.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe, and there's no sickness and no toil and trouble in that fair land to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home.
Well, that was Burl Ives. How do you like him? I think he's wonderful. You know, I imagine a lot of people sitting out there in the audience. You mind if I call you an audience? That's what you really are. I wish television worked two ways. I'd like to see what you're doing. It's kind of lonesome sitting up in a studio with a microphone, and there's always the engineer in the booth who's playing the records. But I'd like to know more about you. What you're thinking. Why you're up so late, for one thing. I can't imagine why anybody would be up this late, unless, of course, he was working. Or maybe just having a good time. That's awfully important, to have a good time. You get a lot of things, well, a lot of things that really don't amount to much. People running around, helter-skelter, beating their brains out. And what for? You know, really, the most important things are things that make you happy. And if you can find something that makes you happy, well, you're a rather fortunate guy. It's kind of hard, I know. Maybe you have to work all day long, and maybe it's a job you don't really like. I sort of know what that's like, too. But you can always sit down when you're by yourself and sort of look back into things and just get to know yourself better. That's a wonderful approach to life, knowing yourself better. I imagine there are a lot of ladies in the audience. You know, I don't know what we'd do without them. They're really wonderful things. And for all you guys who are listening in, if you don't particularly see my point, well, I think you do. As a matter of fact, I know you do. We talk about them a lot, and we say, well, maybe we'd be better off without them. They always want to act like they'd like to run the country or something. But we don't really think so. As a matter of fact, I don't think there'll be one up for president soon. And they're kind of nice when you stop to think about it. They're really rather nice people. Even though they are wearing their skirts a little long this year. That's always an interesting topic. Long skirts. I imagine you sort of have your own ideas on that, but suppose we talk about that too. What do you think about it? You know, you can always call me up and tell me what you think about it. Yeah, incidentally, the number is Pennsylvania 67340 and Pennsylvania 67341. Now, you don't all have to call at once, but as I mentioned a little earlier, it gets kind of lonesome up here in the studio. Well, look, it looks like we have a phone call or two. Must be a relative, but at any rate, we'll find out what they're talking about. Hello. No, this isn't Mr. Basson. This is Elwood Smith. Well, it's quite all right. I can understand how you make such a mistake. After all, Pennsylvania 67341 is the mutual broadcasting system, but did you have anything particular in mind? Yeah, well, I tell you what. If Mr. Basson comes into the studio before I get off the air, I'll tell him you called. Oh, well, yeah, he sort of had the program for about two nights, I believe, earlier in the week, but that isn't... Oh, you wanted to hear his wife? Well, I tell you what, if he calls up or if he should happen to drop in, I'll tell him that you would like very much to have his wife on the air with him. Okay, thanks very much. Thanks for calling. Well, I sort of hope it turns out that Mr. Benson's wife can come on and get to know you better. But I was on the subject of women before I was... oh, another phone call. What do you know? Well, hello. Good morning. How are you? Oh, you... Why, who are you? Eloise. You know, that's a beautiful name. I think there was some poetry written about Eloise quite a while back. Until 5:45? You know, I think you have a lot of stamina. Really? It's really a fact. I do. Well, I hope a lot of people are going to be listening. Oh, you want to know something about me? Well, to be perfectly frank with you, there isn't very much to tell. No, I mean, it was actually just like that. The fact remains that the name Elwood Smith will probably mean very little to a whole lot of people, but it so happened that, well, the program was going on and I sent in a record and they liked the record and I'm on the show. I don't know why. Yeah, How old am I? I knew that would come up before the night was over. How old do you think I am? That's always a stock question. Well, we'll just say that I'm not quite 30 and I'm a little over 21. How's that? Well, tell me, how old are you? 21. You know, that's a perfect age. It sort of goes with your voice and with that name, too. Well, that's what they tell me. Most women are, but I don't see any reason why they should be. And since 21 is a wonderful age. Look, it isn't exactly the thing that's always done on this show, but you have such a beautiful voice. I think you're sort of depriving the radio public by not letting them hear it. You think you might, no... You can't? Or can you? Well, I was thinking about the possibilities of your being on the air. You sound like you have a radio voice. Mm-hmm. Or you're an actress? Hmm. Well, believe me, it was very nice talking to you. Okay. I'll tell you something about myself. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye now. Thanks a lot. Okay. Well, that was Eloise. I know she's listening in because she called up. That's the best way in the world to find out. And that's what I was talking about. Women. And long skirts. What do you think of them? Do you think they're a good thing? A lot of people say, send them back to short skirts. We like short skirts. I don't know why they think so. I mean, after all, the designer must have had his point in mind. Maybe he likes them better that way. I'm not particular. As long as they're women and beautiful women, that's all that counts. I think we have something here that most women like a lot. A fellow by the name of Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. He has a beautiful song. It wasn't really a song originally. It was background music from Moldy. It's called Stella by Starlight. Can you imagine Stella by Starlight? I imagine most guys have had a Stella in their life. Under the stars. Play the music. Please play the music.
A robin sings through years of endless springs. The murmur of a brook at eventide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's stellar by starlight and not a dream. My heart and I agree, she's everything on earth to me. By starlight and not a dream, my heart and I agree, she's everything.
Stella by starlight. You know, I guess we've all had a Stella in our lives. You guys were driving cabs around town. You've had Estella. She meant an awful lot to you, didn't she? That's the way it goes, though. You have to listen to records to bring all those things back. People singing, songs, music, beautiful things. Takes you back a long ways. All the way back to school days. The time you dipped the girl's pigtails in the inkwell. That was kind of cute. And the way you always had to fight your way around in school. Maybe you were the stout kind. You know, all the guys sort of beat you on the head a little bit. And then there were the teachers. I can remember, I used to sit back and listen all through a lesson, and then after it was over and the teacher left the room, I'd sneak up to the blackboard and play tricks with a piece of chalk. I thought it was a lot of fun. Of course, she didn't think very much of it. I don't know whether or not it's a good thing, but it pays to go back sometime. But it gives you a whole view of yourself. You know what's happening. You know what's going on. You can sit down and think yourself out a little better. That's kind of important, to think yourself out. I was reading some stuff the other day by a French writer. A guy by the name of Marcel Proust or Proust. I don't know what it was. It was sort of transcribed into English. I think the real word is translated, but we won't worry about that now. Anyway, what he had to say was awfully important to living life. And after all, we all have to live life. There isn't very much we can do about it, actually. The psychology of people's minds and thinking, it all works together. Little guys like me, big guys, they all have to sit back and think their problems out. You know, it's a fact that America is the richest country in the world. It's also a fact that Americans use more sleeping tablets than all the other nations of the world combined. It's kind of funny, but it works that way. When you're out after a lot of money, you just have to take sleeping pills. I don't see why people worry about money. What good is it? You can't take it with you. The picture showed you that. So what are you going to do with it? Beat your brains out all day long trying to get it. You sit around, you run down to the office. You listen to a lot of stuff from guys who you think you know more than and who you think shouldn't actually be in a position to tell you what to do, but you have to listen since it's your job. And then you come home at night. That's the time you're supposed to relax. Take it easy. Why beat your brains out? If you can find something that's ideally suited for you, just go ahead and find it and have fun with it. That's really the most important thing. I see a light over there. I think we better answer the phone again. Hello? This is Elwood Smith. Well, hello, how are you? What did you say your name was? Skids Watson. Mm-hmm. Yeah? You say you have a counter proposal for these long skirts. Well, now that ought to do it. You think men ought to wear their pants 6 inches above the ankles, huh? Well, now, you have a little problem there. You know, most of the people who sort of go around and appreciate beauty and look at it, they don't particularly care for men's ankles, leave us face it. It just happens to work that way. But I tell you what, I'll throw your suggestion out over the air and see what sort of response we get to it. That might be an idea for a contest of a sort. I don't like contests myself personally, but if other people like them, let's have one. we'll find out who thinks what about the length of women's skirts. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for calling, Skiz. So long. That was a discussion on women's skirts, as you probably gathered. Suppose you tell me what you think about them. I don't imagine it's really important one way or the other, because next year they'll be wearing them any way they please. Women have a way of doing that. You know, along that same line of psychology, I happened to see a movie tonight. I forget the name of it. Anyway, the only part I was interested in was the fact that Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall were up on the screen. You know, that's enough. When Bacall looks, she doesn't really have to say anything. At least not to me. But Humphrey and Lauren got into quite a little deal in that movie. They ran around beating their brains out, the same thing I was telling you about a little while ago. And what did it get them? They finally ended up in Peru or somewhere. I don't mean to tell you the end of this picture, because that probably might interfere with your liking it, or maybe even going to see it, and that wouldn't do. I'd hate to have all those people who make the movies down on my neck, too. But anyway, there was the psychological import. No, I don't know what psychology is, but I like to talk about it. It's a wonderful subject. Why shouldn't I talk about it? The air's free, up to a certain point. Anyway, they messed around a while on the screen, and they finally ended up in Peru after Humphrey had quite a deal. And that's the same thing I'm talking about with you. You know, if you and you and you, particularly you, the little one on the left, if you mess around like that, heaven only knows what'll happen. Just because it happens in the movies, why should it happen with you? Doesn't make sense. Because I like movies and I have nothing against them. Not really. I spend most of my time in them when I have any time to spend. Oh, you want to know a little about me? Well, I don't think there's very much about me to tell, actually. No. I'm just a guy. Just a little guy. I've heard that used so often, I thought I better use it on the program, too. I'm just a little guy. Of course, I really weigh about 190 pounds, but I'm a little guy. The same type of guy you run into on the street any day. Any day. The reason I got the program? Well, that is sort of a story, too. It started way back, but we won't go into that. That's much too involved. Anyway, I'm up here. And actually, I'm having a wonderful time. Nobody has called in to sort of tell me that they aren't having a wonderful time, so I just naturally assume everybody's having a wonderful time. Everybody's happy. I didn't have much fun in school, though. That really wasn't so. I had a terrifically hard way to go. As a matter of fact, I was a particularly dumb student. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Particularly dumb. I remember when I got out of school, they told me that I was very fortunate to have passed through and not gotten through. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they said. I don't know why. All I did was play tennis and stick around the music department and do everything else but study. Oh, you, sort of did the same thing yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you doing now? I wish I knew. You might think I'm just saying that, but I really wish I knew. I like to know what people are doing. I like people. They're really wonderful things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we better have another record. I've been talking about school so much, it's on my mind now. We've got a nice little tune. It's by the King Cole Trio. Yeah, they're lamenting the fact that they went to school, and after they got out of school, they learned everything they know now. It's really quite an experience. I tell you what, I won't talk about it anymore. You just listen to it. You don't learn that in school. Thank you.
to me, children. I take some good advice. I'm gonna tell you something now, don't make me say it twice. You can put away your lessons, throw away your books, 'cause I'm gonna tell you what cooks. Venus was a woman who had a lot of charms, but she got so much hug and she wore out both her arms. But you don't learn that in school. You don't learn that in school. There ain't no doubt about it. You don't learn that in school. Napoleon was a soldier, the smartest ever seen, but he learned his maneuvers alone with Josephine. But you don't learn that in school. You don't learn that in school. There ain't no doubt about it. You don't learn that in school. Famous, but one thing you should know, he only robbed the rich folks 'cause the poor folks had no dough. But you don't learn that in school. You don't learn that in school. There ain't no doubt about it. You don't learn that in school. King Arthur was a hero, he's famous everywhere. He had a big round table 'cause he couldn't stand a square. But you don't learn that in school. Don't learn that in school. There ain't no doubt about it. You don't learn that in school.
Was a King Cole trio. You don't learn that in school. That's quite true. There are a lot of things you don't learn in school. I imagine you know a lot about that too. A lot of guys just don't get a chance to go through school, you know. And it isn't necessary at all. As I remember correctly, one of the prime examples of people who didn't go through school and who made it anyway was a guy by the name of Lincoln. I think he was a president a long while ago. He managed to do all right for himself. So why shouldn't you? You know, this bunch of guys, the King Cole Trio, they're quite something. I remember quite a few years back they started off out in California playing little spots, cocktail bars, a few other things. You know, I could have been in a trio once myself. Yeah, but who wants to be in a trio? After all, what can you make but money? And then you gotta share it with two other guys. I don't see any fun in that. I'd rather have a little and let it go a long way. But anyway, back to the King Cole Trio. They're quite a group. Nat Cole in particular. He sort of upset the musical world with his new style, so to speak. And that's the important thing in music today. Style. All the, well, Billie Holiday, Fran Warren, all the girls, Dinah Shore, they're all stylists. They have beautiful voices, and we can't leave out Sarah Vaughan. I love that girl. She sings just like an instrument plays. You know, right with it. Oh, it's wonderful, really wonderful. I see that green light's on again. That means somebody's ringing the telephone. I guess I better answer it. This is Elwood Smith. Hello. Well, now this is quite interesting. You say you like the program. Well, I think that's awfully nice of you to say, so I don't know why you're saying it. Because believe me, I'm not saying anything. I'm just up here beating my brains out. Oh, a lot of other guys have been doing the same thing. Well, it's nice of you to say so. Yeah, there have been a lot of them on the show. There was Barry Gray and Red Benson and Willie Bryant. Look, I'm not talking about them. This is my show tonight. Let them find something for themselves. I'm having enough trouble as it is. What, you think I'm the most wonderful thing that ever happened? Well, now, you don't have to really say all that. Well, I have to go now. Hey, look, what's your name? Oh, Berenice, huh? Mm-hmm. Berenice. How do you spell it? B-E-R-E-N-I-C-E. Well, that's a new spelling. You know, most people just spell it B-E-R-N-I-C-E. But you have to be different, don't you? Yeah, I know. Well, it's all right. Thank you very much. That's a stock phrase, too. Goodbye now.